time for Vikings Country with Chad Greenway on the Minnesota Vikings Radio Network. Vikings Country with Chad Greenway is presented by Sky Deck Sports Grill and Lanes on the fourth floor at Mall of America. Now, along with Minnesota Vikings linebacker Chad Greenway, here's your host, Mike Mussman.
Skydeck, let's make a little noise here. We are here at Vikings Country. I am Muss.
What a crowd.
Yeah, no kidding, Chad Greenway here. How are you doing, buddy?
Doing well. Doing well. Yeah, took a rough one on Monday night, but I'm still breathing.
We'll have to talk a little bit about that. Just a little, maybe. I don't know.
Clearly, with the crowd here, everybody's ready to push forward into next week.
Absolutely, yes.
We like that.
Leading tackler for the Minnesota Vikings with 87 tackles right here, Chad Greenway, everybody. Which we'll get into a Pro Bowl voting and balloting that's open coming up here later.
Oh, yeah. Let's not talk about that.
Really?
Nah.
Oh, come on now.
Let's just... Next segment.
Next segment?
Yeah, Jared.
You know, I missed
Jared
you.
Jared will definitely be there.
I missed you last week because we had bye week.
Yes.
The week before. So
awesome.
Did you went it out was, to South Dakota?
The best thing about playing on Monday night after the bye week is an extra day off.
Well, yes, of course.
You know, let the body heal. Then you come back to this game against Green Bay. It was like our first game again. So, of course, like after the first game, your body's beat up again. Like you're not used to like being hit. So now you just got to get used to it again.
How did the hunting go?
It was awesome for me.
Yeah.
And Colin and Sully. Ponder, not so much.
Oh, Ponder got skunked?
Yeah, so the four of us go out to South Dakota, and if anybody's hunted pheasants in South Dakota. Yeah. It's unbelievable hunting.
Yeah.
I didn't go home. I went a couple hours north and west out by Pier, and it was one of the best hunts I've ever been on. A place called Sutton Bay. And Ponder never shot a shotgun before.
Okay.
So he wants to get into hunting, and, you know, the Midwest, Minnesota outdoors,
Isn't
the whole bit,
right?
Isn't it
a little frightening, though, to go with a guy who's never shot a shotgun before? Why don't you go down by Leffler over there?
It gets a little, you know, if you're a blocker.
Yeah.
You know, I never blocked one time. I just always walked right beside him, so it'd be really hard to swing a gun right at me.
Right,
you
know?
always staying a little bit behind him. So we come back, you know, after we were there for, 2 days, and come back, bruise from, like, here to here. And for those of you beginners, like, if you remember being a beginner shotgun shooter, you get the beginner cheek swelling because he was holding it too tight.
Right.
And like our starting quarterback, you know, just started the first two games. Like we come back and like you look ridiculous.
Like he got beat up.
He had a great time. It was an unbelievable time. We saw so many birds. We had a chance to go do a little wildlife fishing. So it was excellent.
Oh, very nice. So what's like the strangest thing that you've ever, the most extravagant thing that you ever hunted? Do you hunt bear, alligator?
No, I don't get crazy in the hunting. I like it, but. Illegal. I like it, but the craziest thing I've done is coyotes on a snowmobile.
On a snowmobile? No
kidding.
With
a sidearm, which was really cool.
Oh, like just hipping it?
Yeah, that was back home like many years ago, but that was probably the coolest thing I've ever done.
That is so awesome in redneck.
Yeah, it was. And it wasn't just me. Of course, we had like a team of guys.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
With a team of Arctic cats just rolling through the fields, open prairie just out by my farm, and just first you run them over, then you just end it. It was great.
That is so awesome.
I thought it was great. Sorry.
Well, now...
Don't offend anybody.
We have a coyote
this
season.
This is Minnesota, though.
Open up. Because we had some coyote problems here, and there's a couple different communities, actually.
Well, now they deal with helicopters. A lot of people do with helicopters. You know, the states take care of themselves.
Right.
You know, if the conservation, it comes in because they're overpopulating an area or they're killing too many farm animals, and they come with a helicopter. How'd you like to have that job?
I was just going to say, can you get in on that? Don't you know somebody?
Just mowing them. Unbelievable.
So, bye week was pretty good, then.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
And then after I got back from that, got a chance to spend about 4 days up in Brainerd with my family.
Nice.
So that was really cool. And it's a good time to go to Brainerd because it's not warm enough and not cold enough. So it was really not that busy. Went to Grandview, which was excellent. I definitely recommend it for those of you who have not been there.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You know, my birthday's coming up on Friday. I really don't have a segue that leads into that.
Happy birthday.
I just thought I'd throw that in there.
Wow. Birthday here too?
His birthday. It's 21st birthday today. Actually,
wow, happy birthday.
Yeah, but I bring that up. I had to go and get my license redone, you know, and re-upped or whatever.
Is that when you turned 45 or?
Oh, wow. Boy, you got to hurt a guy so early in the segment. Let's talk about that game then.
Yeah. What'd you say? Birthday?
So, yeah, so I go in and get my pitch, but I'm like, what am I going to do this year? You know, because I was wondering, should I go with like the coy work?
Smolder.
That would have been good.
Just let it burn.
Yeah. Or maybe like the curious.
It's all in the eyes.
Or maybe do
curious.
Do the linebacker.
Yeah.
Pop the neck.
No neck.
But in all, I'm trying to figure out, okay, what should I do? I'm going to do something
new. The wink.
New. Ooh, I should
do a wink or just a creepy smile.
The creepy smile. The creeper.
Jared has a great creepy smile in the playbook. If you go to the games, the playbook.
Yes, he does.
Unbelievable. With a creepy mullet, too. It was just put together. Just disgusting. Just disgusting is the only word to describe it.
In the end, what sucks about it is that ultimately everybody gets the same picture because you ask.
Right.
Because you're in the words going, oh, do I look right here? And
yeah,
that's the picture you get. Yeah. So when you get pulled over, even if it was just like for like, you know, a
speeder, is that you? You like hold them aside?
Right away they think you're drunk because they're just looking at your picture on your license.
This
you
guy's
know?
A clown.
It's not helping at all. Not helping at all.
Yeah, exactly. That's always the best though. The passport, but they make you be serious in the passport.
Yes, they do. Yeah, they mean business in that one.
Yeah, no, like even I took our Madden, who's now 4, was I think 2. We took her in and they're like, how do you stop her from like screwing around
right.
in the picture? Right? So she's just like, you know, like smiling, all the teeth she had were showing. It was just like, okay, they let it go. So.
It's very disappointing that they won't let you bring in the bearskin rug and your own fan. I think that's crap, really.
Let you really get comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. So let's go back to 16 here just for a second. Talking about license. You're 16 years old.
14, South Dakota.
Oh, even better.
Booyah.
So you're
14 years old, driver's license.
So you're 14, first car.
No, only gravel road, so... First car.
What are you driving? In 14. You're 14. We're going back. Chad Greenway, Mount Vernon.
It was a four-door Pontiac 6000.
Nice.
Light blue thing. Like, we lived on gravel course on the farm, so that thing, like, could just mow through gravel. It was awesome. And for those of you who live in the country or grew up in the country, there's an art to driving on gravel, you know? Yeah. So, like, and that thing I could just...
Especially over washboard.
It's better on gravel than on highway.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You get on the side, you're just a little loose, and, you know.
Just Dukes of Hazzard the thing.
But I went from that... into a 81 Ford Tempo.
Oh.
Stick 5-speed.
Nice.
Excellent.
Nice.
That was very cool. My first big purchase, though.
Yeah?
Because I did drive an Oldsmobile Firenza for a while. Another classic. Great in the ditches.
Yeah.
My first big purchase, though, was an 89 cranberry-colored Mercury Cougar.
Cougar.
It was sick.
Nice.
Sick with the straight back windshield. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. I still see if like some of them driving around now, like miss it.
You ever think about like maybe when you retire, maybe you'll go purchase one?
Go back and get one.
Yeah.
You know,
redo the whole thing.
Because I met my wife in that car. I was driving it in college yet.
Really?
And I met her with that one and she liked it.
Nice.
She liked it. I'll just say that.
You're at 14.
It helped out.
What songs on the radio most in like?
Oh, 14. Oh, Lord.
You're doing your first driving around. You're cruising Maine, picking up chicks.
KMIT. Mitchell, South Dakota's radio 105.9.
Yeah.
Definitely was on there. Country music. I don't know what it would have been.
Right.
And that, what would have been? Oh, man. What's the years?
How
98-ish?
About,
97?
Ooh, 98, 97? God, that's so sad. I just went and started at K102.
Probably Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
Red Rag Top, maybe?
No, that's not.
Two.
That's, yeah, that came later.
Yeah?
Yeah, 98 would have been like something like that. Would have been like that.
Okay. But most likely that's what it would have been.
Yeah. First kiss. What was her name? Your wife's not here. Don't
worry about it. She would probably know.
Seriously, you have two girls. You already slid into home. You're good to go. We're just talking about your first bat.
First kiss. Man, I don't even remember that.
Come on. Everybody remembers their first kiss.
Funny story. From what I remember, my first kiss, I was in kindergarten.
Oh.
So that was like the peck on the cheek. Her name is Tristan Schultz.
Yeah.
Super hot. but, you know, then they grow up and they're like, oh. 10-year reunion was this year. I'm like, oh, geez.
Yeah.
Thank God I missed on that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
You know, obviously. You go back, you're like, 10 years didn't do her so well.
You better hope that she doesn't have iHeartRadio.
I think she lives in Colorado now.
You can pick this radio station
internet.
Anywhere.
The damn internet. Got me in trouble again.
First real kiss, though?
No, first real kiss was Kara Kraith.
Yeah?
That'd have been like 8th grade.
Who wooed in the back like they know Kara? Oh, yeah. Woo! Or as if Kara might be here. Who knows?
No. She's married with kids back home.
Hey, now, have you got a chance to meet Jared's baby, Rinley?
Not yet. I have not.
Not
no.
yet? Okay.
No, but I'm teaching the ways. You know, having two girls.
Yes.
You know, it's advice. You know, he's older than me, but, you know, not in dad years.
No.
Especially with
you
the girls.
You got experience, yeah.
So I said, come when you ever have any questions, just let me know.
Right.
Step into my office.
I hope that she looks like Amy.
Oh, gosh. Same with my girls. I'm like, oh, Lord. Like, it's okay. Like, it's cute for, like, first 3 months. And I'm like, no, look like your mother, please, for your sake.
Yeah.
Don't be built like a linebacker.
You don't even want to talk about kids with me, because seriously, I'm so far down the road.
Yeah, you're deep.
I literally just realized how old my kids are getting, because I can't say the word balls anymore around the house without everybody giggling in the house.
Including your wife.
Yeah.
And you.
Well, of course, I always have, yeah, but that's right. You know, that's a different deal.
Now they all know. How scary is that, huh?
It is. It's really scary.
You start off with, we're going to have more kids, so it's girl to start, and then you get the process of like, do I go girl? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Can you imagine the teenagers through that process?
Oh, my God. No, ugh. Thank you.
Maybe somebody here has the same, but I have a buddy who has five girls. Just kept trying to have a boy, and girl.
You got to call up Angelina Jolie at some point. Just go adopt.
Oh, the weddings? How expensive?
Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about it.
Well, thank God you have guns. That's always a good thing.
Yeah, I do have guns and know how to use them very well. So I'm getting to the bow so I can sneak up on them next time.
You know, we do have to talk a little bit about Green Bay. Tough loss. 45-7.
Well, Coach told me just to put it past us, so I can't talk about it.
Okay, well, that's good. You know what's interesting, though, because we were talking about Jared there a little bit, and in the post-game interview with Greg Coleman, you could kind of read between the lines a little bit, and he had actually said, and I'm paraphrasing on this, but he had said, at 45-7, you know what the problem is.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, unfortunately, we have incredible fans, and look here tonight at our record and what's been going on and the type of players we have on our team. Everybody expects us to be better, and the hard part is realizing that, you know, we have a lot of good players, but we're not playing very well together, and we're just not good enough right now.
Right.
You know, it's okay to, it just gets sick of you saying, well, if we could have done this better and that better and that better. Well, not doing those things makes us not good, you know, and it's hard to realize that as a player, but it's one of those things where we've put some really good games together,
right,
but we haven't finished it. And then a game like, you know, the Sunday night game against Chicago, the Monday night game against Green Bay, are just embarrassing.
Right.
More for us, but I know for the fans as well. You know, especially with a division opponent. Nothing worse than that.
That is. But you know what?
It's terrible.
But
I'm sorry.
Aaron Rodgers, though, I mean, you got to give this guy some credit, and it pains me to say that.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, especially when it's Green Bay, to give them a credit. But
yeah.
You know what? When you're rolling.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's making throws, and some of the third downs and two of the fourth down conversions. You know, our guys miss it by a quarter inch in coverage. If it's tipped, picked, it's a totally different game, even early on, you know?
Right.
So it's just frustrating.
This week, the Raiders coming in Mall of America Field. And there's a new thing that's going on in Mall of America Field. Fans, if you are going to be going to the game, it's at noon on Sunday at Mall of America Field. And the Vikings and the NFL
please
are upping security.
Please come and fill it up.
Oh, yeah.
We want to win at home so bad.
So now, starting this week, they're going to begin handheld metal detectors for the fans. So no more will you be patted down when you're walking. Even if you tip. They will not pat you down.
Well, $100 plus tip.
Maybe.
Everybody has a number.
Yes.
Everybody knows that. Would I kiss Mus? How much?
Really? I hope it's a big dollar amount so you and I at least can get dinner.
Over 20 bucks.
And you're buying. But here's the deal. They want you to arrive early, allow extra time getting into Mall of America Field,
of course. Be safe.
And cooperate.
Be courteous.
Yeah, because this is the first time that they're trying these things.
So what's the reason? Is there a scare across the NFL?
No. They want to make it easier for fans coming in and rather, you know, come in.
That seems harder.
But if you get heavy padded down, that's not a lot of fun for most people, I would guess. I don't know.
Depends who's working.
Again, yeah. They don't pat you down on the way out when you really feel like you probably could use one, after that. But no, that's not going to happen. All right, so we are Vikings country. We're here in Mall of America. It's the fourth floor, Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes. We're here every Wednesday at 6:30. Chad Greenway is my guest here. Oh yeah, for my birthday.
That birthday again.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you know, but my birthday's coming up on Friday.
You want me to get you something or?
The one thing I don't want you to get me, don't get me the Jesus jersey. Have you heard about this one yet?
I have not.
Tim Tebow.
Oh, this morning you guys were talking about it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's the Tebow jersey with Jesus on it?
Uh-huh.
That's just mean.
That's mean?
Well, I love Jesus too. I mean, it's, you know.
Right.
I don't put it out there as much.
Well, it's not like he stitched them himself. They made them up and people are getting, but people are like all like up in arms about it, you know, the whole thing.
Oh, I'm sure. Can you imagine?
It's just a little too much. The guy throws two complete passes, and wins the game.
How about Detroit? Well, wins the game.
Against Kansas City.
How about the Detroit Lions when they played him? Everybody mocking the celebration every time they sacked him. Terrible.
That was actually.
Tebow is what he is.
Yes.
He doesn't affect me in any way. But he is definitely a polarizing guy.
Well, yes, he is.
One way or the other. You really, really love him or you really, really don't.
That's true.
You know, it's amazing. I've never seen anything like it.
All right. Chad Greenway is with us here. This is Vikings Country. Coming up in our next segment, we have the scouting report, which is always lots of fun.
Yeah, let's get through that quickly.
The Raiders. Well, no, we're just talking about the Raiders. We're not talking about the Packers now, unless you want.
Yeah, no, definitely Raiders.
Okay, all right. Yeah, we're going to talk about the Raiders coming into town here at Mall of America Field on Sunday. We'll get into that and so much more here at the Skydeck Sports Grill and Lanes. You're catching it right here on The Fan.
This is EJ Henderson.
And Mus, Vikings Country continues here in our second segment. We'll get to our scouting report coming up here in just a little bit, brought to you by Sports Authority. But first, the National Toy Hall of Fame has just announced the 2011 class.
Uh-oh.
Three of them in Hot Wheels.
Of course.
Awesome.
Awesome. Got to have that.
Dollhouses.
Is that already in? Is there certain years? Is like NFL? Like,
well, they all kind of got to work their way in.
Okay, okay.
Dollhouses are also in, just in general.
Just in general?
Yeah, well, yeah, okay. The blanket made it in.
What?
Not even like a cool blanket with the one with the arms and stuff. I feel like they should have
went like blankie.
Blankie would probably be better.
Be better than blanket.
Yeah, it's not even like the slanket, you know, with the arms or, you know. Now they
Snuggie.
Have the Snuggie. They have
Snuggie,
a,
the
they
slanket.
Have a, they have a Siamese Snuggie. As well.
What?
It's actually got, no, it's got forearms, so that way you can sit there with,
gosh.
Yeah.
Wow, it's I should get that one.
Well, I'm thinking about it for
intermediate rooms for, with the Vikes, we have Snuggies. It gets so cold in there, so we throw Snuggies on. I made our rookies go buy them.
Did you really?
Oh, yes, we throw them on. Oh, they're so comfortable in there.
What color do you got?
Mine is like a gray, light gray.
Oh, really?
But we have like a dark blue and like a skin-colored one. It was disgusting color. Yeah.
Never buy anything flesh.
Like flesh, yes.
It's all bad.
You can't really describe it.
No, it's just all bad. It's just, you just get lost in it.
Yeah.
What's sad about this, it beat out, these all beat out Rubik's Cube, Twister, and the Puppet.
Wow. Well, won't they eventually make it into?
One would hope.
Well, I mean, Twister's for sure going to go in.
Twister rocks until you actually Rubik's play Cube, for like a minute.
Rubik's Cube. Never got into that, really.
If you got a screwdriver, you can always pop just, that one edge and then put it back together.
Yeah, put it back
Winner.
The right way. Yeah.
Winner.
And then, the puppet. Yeah, it's classic.
Puppets freak me out, though.
A little bit.
I'm always afraid that when you get your hand out the backside, it will, like, still keep talking to you.
I just don't get it. It's like, I know it's somebody in there.
Yeah.
It's like...
So you're not falling for it?
Yeah, no.
Nice. Way to not be duped.
About 3 years ago, I learned it.
Yeah,
so,
way to go, Muppets. I am not going to your stinking
nice
movie.
Nice try.
Scouting Report is brought to you by Sports Authority, the official apparel partner of the Minnesota Vikings. We got the Raiders at 5-4 coming in to Mall of America. They got the coolest jerseys.
They do.
They
do
have good,
they do have the silver and black. You know, it's goes back forever.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
When you were a
the
kid,
tradition.
Did you ever get those like those tiny collector plastic helmets?
Yes. Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So
the,
the
Chargers is still the best.
Chargers was pretty
The Chargers
sweet.
Old one was really cool.
I'd always go like Vikings and then we'd go Raiders, Chargers, Seahawks for whatever reason.
Yeah.
I just like I'd love
you
Steve
like them.
Largent.
Yeah, Steve Largent, good.
Yeah.
About your size, but a better receiver.
That you know of.
That I heard of.
Yeah. Whatever.
But the Raiders, they're classic.
Absolutely.
You know.
When you play tackle.
You know, Al Davis, you know, he wished he was still around. That's just.
Yeah. When you play tackle the guy, you always had to be, you know, when you got the ball,
right.
you'd have to pick your favorite running back. And when you were on the defense,
right.
you'd have to pick your favorite, you know, defensive player.
Of course.
Who was it? Running back first.
Running back. Oh, my gosh. These questions that you take me back, I have no idea how to answer them.
Walter Payton for me.
Yeah,
absolutely sweetness.
Roger Craig, Ronnie Lott, Niners.
Nice.
Yeah, big
nice.
Time. Ronnie Lott for sure was my guy.
Yeah?
I played safety back then. It was my guy.
Yeah.
He was awesome.
I was always like Lawrence Taylor, LT.
He was okay.
Yeah, he was all right.
Yeah.
He was all right. And I got the same build, so that always
Yeah, of course,
out really
that helps.
Nice. It's just I weigh the same now. I just don't have the same build. That's the part that's the worst.
Just 6 inches shorter.
So you got the Raiders coming into town. Carson Palmer, apparently he's figured out the offense. 299 yards last week with
the lead
two
the
touchdowns.
Division.
Yeah, and they're looking like 5-4. That division, though, is a little...
A little shaky. The thing about the Raiders is, you know, Carson Palmer's doing a great job, but they run the football.
Yeah.
And that's their deal. They're going to run it, and they're going to be physical. So yeah, I think we're still in the top five in our defense against the run, so... Our goal is to shut them down. If we can do that and make Carson Palmer beat us, I think Jared will have a good day.
Yeah, McFadden and then also Michael Bush.
Michael Bush, he's like 330 pounds. He's huge.
Yeah, that's got to be a lot of fun to bring a guy down like that when you got to fill the hole.
Well, it just depends on how fast he's running at you.
Right.
You can never be too proud and try to take him high.
Yeah.
When he's got a full head of steam and he's as big as you or bigger. Go low.
Just take him out. Take him
and
out.
Hang on. I can hang on. It's from my days of wrangling calves and stuff. Just hang on for dear life till they go down. Sometimes you just got to do it.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be. As long as you come down.
It looks bad on Fox. But hey, whatever.
Hey, sad news for your defensive side there. Antoine Winfield, who just comes back after the neck injury and now out for the season. He's on IR. That's going to be tough with the defensive backfield that's already been dinged up and missing some players.
Yeah, I mean, losing Antoine anytime really sucks because he's a great player. And, you know, our thing was we were scared for him because when he had that neck injury, it was the ligament or something, and we wanted to make sure it was healed well enough before he came back, because you lose the neck, you know, you're in trouble as a football player. So I think he's the collarbone. Hopefully he'll come back healthy and be strong next year and be good to go.
A lot of teams have been taking EJ off of the field just by formation alone and just by just the attack. And do you expect anything different coming up this week?
Yeah, this week he'll play a lot more. He'll be much more involved. I mean, he'll probably get 40, 50, 60 snaps this week, depending on how the formation goes, how the game goes, you know, who gets ahead and how it all works out. But this is a game that EJ will thrive in.
It makes a big difference having EJ there. I mean, just quarterbacking everything and everything.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's, for me, it's been every snap of my career, he's been the middle linebacker.
Right.
So, you know, in the games he obviously got hurt in. So, you know, it's when he's not out there, it's weird for me, you know, and it's something you have to deal with. But we're hoping to get him back next year.
I know Thanksgiving's up around the corner, and then for you guys, normally you don't really get to get into that whole big banquet pants with the Thanksgiving and everything like that.
No, not really.
It's outstanding, man.
We have to work on Thanksgiving. It's not fun.
I go over to the maternity shop over here, and I get the panel pants, man. I get ready.
You just put elastic in them.
Oh, yeah. It's all good.
Let
I'm
it
just
go.
Gonna put the bird right in
you
there.
You fry the bird?
I'm all good. Yeah, I'm frying it this year.
Are you? First time?
No, I've done it before.
Okay, I don't do fried birds.
You really don't like it?
Traditional.
It's so fast.
So fast, so good.
I know. We live in a world where a Hot Pocket's 20 seconds. That's too long.
You know,
can't wait for that.
I'm more traditional. Just bacon.
Yeah. I don't have that.
Well, then Sully, he's got the egg. You know, you've heard of the eggs? The smoker?
Oh, those are
so
nice.
So they're going to smoke a turkey, too.
Very nice. You like yams?
No.
Nobody likes yams.
Cranberries, either.
But why are they still on the... Why? Why are they still on the plate?
Or on the tradition. Table?
Just only
tradition,
really.
Yeah,
just
and a lot
garnish?
Of guys that I meet, like on our team, mac and cheese, you know, collard greens from the South, like
sure,
love that stuff too. But we don't ever do it for Thanksgiving.
That's got to be weird if you guys all get together. So is that what you guys will end up doing, getting together?
Yeah, usually because you know we don't have any family come up for the most part, so we all jump together. Big, you know, all the wives cook, and we come home from work at about 1-ish, and then we eat and watch games and hang out.
There you go. This is Chad Greenway. I am Musk. This is Vikings Country. We're going to be back here coming again next week. 6:30 is when the show goes on FSN.
Hey,
it's 11 o'clock.
Shout out. Hey, Greg. Thanks for listening. Had to get the shout out up.
Look at that. And with his radio voice, with his clogged up chest and
Thank
everything.
Thank you.
This is Vikings Country on The Fan.